Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll continue to hear Motown artists that were one-hit wonders. That is, they only have one top 40 song on the United States Billboard charts. Well, coming up this half hour, we'll hear from the Daz Band, R. Dean Taylor, High Energy, Mary Jane Girls, Thelma Houston, Rockwell, and Shorty Long. I'll come up in the next half hour, but let's kick it off with Let It Whip the Daz Band, right here on Motown.
You die, and he did. No one had the right to say what he said about you. And it's so cold and lonely here without you. Out there the laws are coming. I'm scared and so tired of running. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. It hurts to see the man that I've become, and to know I'll never see the morning sunshine on the land. I'll never see your smiling face or touch your hand. If just once more I could see you are home and our little baby.
Motown Memory with R. Dean Taylor, another great song, Indiana Wants Me, reaching number 5 in the U.S. pop charts from 1970. We started with the Dazz Band, Let It Whip, number 5 from 1982. By the way, the term Dazz is short for danceable jazz. That's where Dazz came from. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we continue to feature one-hit wonders by some great Motown artists. Well, coming up, a Motown artist by the name of High Energy with their only top 40 song, You Can't Turn Me Off, in the middle of Turn Me On. Well, this group was based in Pasadena, California, four women who were discovered during a bicentennial show in their hometown by Gwen Gordy. The four women in the group were lead singer Vanessa Mitchell, her sister Barbara Mitchell, Linda Howard, and Michelle Martin. Well, they were fashioned after Martha Reeves and the Vandellas in the Supremes, and they were actually named after the 1976 Supremes album called High Energy, with the E changed to the letter I in energy. Although they only had one top 40 hit in the United States Billboard charts, they would score a total of 9 rhythm and blues hits before disbanding in 1984. Well, here are High Energy, You Can't Turn Me Off, in the middle of Turning Me On, right here on Motown Memories.
Getting hard to go to sleep. This feeling on my mind, it needs you, baby, to satisfy.
You can't turn me off. Change me from cold to hot. Ooh, now I'm right.
Hotel Memories with Tom Fallon.
That was the Mary Jane Girls with In My House. reaching number 7 from 1985. And we start with High Energy, You Can't Turn Me Off in the Middle of Turning Me On, number 12 from 1977. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we continue to feature one-hit wonders by some great Motown artists. Well, coming up, a great artist that only had one real big hit. It was a number one hit, though, Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way. Well, Don't Leave Me This Way was written by Kenneth Gamble, Leon Huff, and Carrie Gilbert, and it was first charting single as a hit for Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes in 1975. Thelma's version of the song reached number one in the United States, number five in the UK, and number 13 in Sweden. It was produced by Hal Davis, and the single reached platinum certification in the United States. With due note, Thelma did have one other top 40 song, but it only made number 34. That song was called Saturday Night, Sunday Morning, and she really didn't have any other success after that. Well, here is her claim to fame, her one big hit, Thelma Houston. Don't Leave Me This Way, right here on Motown.
I'm just an average
have a favorite Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Hear ye! Hear ye! The court's in session. The court's in session. Now here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Here come the judge! Here come the judge! Here come the judge!
Cause here come the judge. Don't nobody budge. Cause here come the judge. Judge Shorty is presiding today, and he don't take no stuff from nobody, no kind of way. Hey boy, take off that hat. Where do you think you're at? I know where you gon' be if you don't heed my plea. I'm here to tell you.
Court's in session.
Judge, here come the judge.
Hold up, hold up. What's the first case on the docket?
Judge, I got a boy here, can't dance.
Can't dance?
Can't dance, y'all.
90 days. 30 days of boogaloo. 30 days to learn how to sing a ling. And 30 more for the Afro twist. Is that the man?
No, Your Honor.
Does he look like the man?
No, Your Honor.
Well, I'm sorry. You got to go then. You can't recognize the man.
No,
you got to go. Man guilty.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Got two more to hide. Yes, here come the judge. They found it while they cried. Yes, here come the judge. I'd rather be lost than the jungles on the field than to face the judge this morning the way he feels. Here come the judge, oh, here come the judge. Don't nobody but, cause here come the judge.
Everybody gonna time today.
That was Shorty Long with a catchy little novelty hit, Here Come the Judge. That was taken from the United States hit show called Laughing, and that reached number 8 in the United States Billboard charts from 1968. Before that, Rockwell, which is Berry Gordy Jr.'s son Kennedy Gordy, Somebody's Watching Me, that reached number 2 from 1984. And we started with Thelma Houston's smash number 1, Don't Leave Me This Way, from 1976. Well, this hour will feature some great Motown artists only having one hit in the United States. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.